Michael, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
It's a pleasure. Good morning.
So for those who may not have seen this study, it only came out a couple of days ago. Could you give us a rundown of what are some of the findings?
Look, I didn't read the entire study in detail, but certainly the conclusions of the study, a huge observational study from Denmark, looking at literally tens of thousands of women, showed a modest increase in the number of children subsequently requiring antibiotics if their mother received antibiotics during labour, or around the time of delivery, during pregnancy, or in the months prior to that. So this is an important study. It fits in with some new developments in science which suggest that antibiotics do substantially change the microbiome of women, and for that matter men, but they change the normal bacteria that live in and amongst our own bodies.
And so I was reading that the study said there was going to be a roughly 20% higher risk of hospitalisation. Do you think that, that's a statistic that people should be worried about?
Well, it's certainly something for doctors to think about, and I would hope that doctors are very careful stewards when they prescribe antibiotics, not just to reproductive age women, but people of all age groups. But we need to put the findings of this study in perspective. The most common reason to prescribe antibiotics to women during pregnancy itself would be for urinary tract infections. If your bladder infection turns into a kidney infection, you're at much higher risk of prematurity and preterm birth. No one would ever say you shouldn't treat the infection. So studies like this are important, but we've got to be very careful how we interpret them.
I was going to say, I mean, obviously I sit here without any sort of formal medical training, but I definitely would have thought an infection would be more dangerous than antibiotics per se.
Well, that's right. But I think that we do need to be judicious about it. One of the problems that we have, and this is not unique to pregnant women, we've got an emerging problem with antibiotic resistance. It's an example of market failure. The pharmaceutical companies between them have not developed a new class of antibiotics in the last 25 years. And one of the things which drives antibiotic resistance is over-prescription. Perhaps more particularly in the developing world, but even in countries like Australia. Australia prescribes more antibiotics than other developed countries, and we need to look at that when we when we make our policies, make our guidelines, and individual doctors need to consider the risks and benefits every time they give a prescription for antibiotics.
Yeah, antibiotic resistance, it's nasty stuff. So I guess with in regards to this study again, that women who take antibiotics may face a higher risk of hospitalisation, where does the AMA, I guess, stand on studies such as this?
Oh, well, the AMA is the professional body representing doctors across Australia from all specialties. We don't write clinical guidelines, etc., but it's certainly our job to show leadership in areas like this. And one of our jobs is to, wherever possible, expand health education, expand health literacy. If we go back to your previous example, doctors every day around Australia have people almost demand a course of antibiotics, even when they're told it's a viral infection and it won't help. One of the AMA's important jobs is to help people understand their health, help understand the science behind the various things, whether we're talking about diet or tobacco or vaccination or alcohol. That's one of our jobs, is to try and promote better public health, better prevention, and where possible, better health education.
And so you did mention, I guess, as well, that, with antibiotic resistance, one of the causes could be overprescription of antibiotics. Do you think that, this study may have any impact on perhaps the pharmaceutical industry?
Look, I don't think it will have any impact there. Antibiotics are very cheap medication. Unfortunately, that's one of the reasons why there's not much in the way of research and development into it. The average Australian might not have a course of antibiotics in a year. If they do, they might have one or two. Pharmaceutical companies invest most of their research and development into the kind of medications that people take every day. But certainly industry has its part to play as well. the way they promote their products does have an impact on the way doctors prescribe. Although I think that effect is overstated. Doctors very carefully consider the risks and benefits of all treatments, whether we're talking about surgery, other procedures, prescription of drugs. Doctors think about that with every patient interaction.
And just before I do let you go, Michael, some experts are going to, you know, some people I guess have come out saying, going so far as to advise patients to question whether it's necessary when prescribed antibiotics. What would you make of those suggestions?
Look, I would encourage an environment where patients ask questions all the time. Doctors are busy people. They're sometimes time poor. They sometimes find answering questions are frustrating, but it's entirely appropriate that that people ask questions before they submit their bodies to, you know, to surgery or prescription of medications. But at the same time, I would not say reading an article in the Daily Mail or 20 minutes on Google brings you to the same level of expertise as your doctor.
No, I think we can all agree on that. Well, Michael, thank you so much for your time this morning.
No, that's been a pleasure.